Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We have asked Joe Humphreys, author, speaker, and executive leadership coach, to do a series with us called Boardroom Talks with Joe, How to Become a Better Leader. Listen, we know you will find this information helpful, regardless of your level or type of leadership position. Welcome to another Boardroom Talks with Joe. Joe, thank you so much for being on here once again.
JD, it's my pleasure to see you again.
We're involved in a mini series in the mini series here about Safe Place, a very important thing. If people need to go back, there's going to be a part one, part two, part three, part four, and it's going to be under Safe Place. So now we are into, Joe, the A part. What is the A part of Safe Place?
The A part of Safe Place, JD, is this word that most leaders, especially pastors and high-level executives, don't like to hear.
Oh,
accountability.
Oh, no. I don't
okay?
Want to hear no. Yeah.
They don't want
I
to hear
why.
Accountability. You know why? Because often, JD, they think they have it all together. And
yeah.
Those are the people that's more vulnerable. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you live at a place where you can't let nobody in for your safe place, because some of it is there's nobody there that we talked about it in the other episodes. If you're a pastor, you probably need to get your safe place somewhere else, not in your church. Same thing with executives. Everybody comes to that corner office, but the person in that corner office have very few places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is because of their pride. The word weak, most of us leaders, especially in our generation and definitely our parents' generation, you don't tell people that you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even let that come out of your mouth if it's attached to you. It's okay to say someone else is weak, but when you say you're weak, for whatever reason, JD, it don't enhance your ability to be a good leader.
True.
But here's the deal. At some point in time, we're all weak.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't let nobody in to understand and keep you accountable, then bad things will start to happen. You'll start
mm-hmm.
having secrets. And I heard this quote that was just really amazing. It said, it's not often what we eat that make us sick, but it's those secrets that's eating us that makes us sick.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
How often do we, and we call them dark secrets. And we call them dark secrets for a reason, because often our secrets are done in the dark, in a private environment.
Uh-huh.
And so often when you see people, and I've seen it, they say, man, I just don't feel good. Well, what's going on? It's your stomach. No, I'm just not feeling good. That's those secrets that's making them sick, JD.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you don't have nobody that's part of your accountability to help you understand, matter of fact, to help you avoid getting to those secrets. We talked
yeah.
about it in a few episodes. I need somebody, JD, like you, that I can go to and say, JD, I'm feeling this. You know, this is not part of my integrity, my character. I need you to help me get through this. But when you have nobody, then those dark secrets will come up and they'll start eating you to death.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you bring them up, so I bring one up. So say where you're at, obviously my safe place. I said, Joe, man, I'm struggling. You know, I'm struggling with this. I'm being tempted by this, or man, I'm worn out. I'm just wiped out. I need a break. So the accountability, how would you hold me accountable? How would you do that to help me through that?
Yes. Yes. So you said two things there, but they still matter. You said, I'm thinking this. Let's deal with that one first. First, I'm going to say, JD. And since we're both believers, I'm going to take you to the Word of God. If there was a person telling me this that wasn't a believer, the last thing you want to do is take them to the Word of God. I would say it's the last thing, but you want to meet them where they at, okay?
Yeah.
And,
oh, great
and,
point.
But in your case, but in your case, I would say, JD, here's the deal. We know that in order for our family to be successful. I will tell you something that will hit your heart. That's when I start talking about your wife, Robin, and your son and your daughter. And I will say, JD, they are dependent on you to be that foundation. And I'm telling you, brother, it's not worth those few seconds that you're going to do this to mess up your life. This ain't about you, JD. I need, when you're in a situation like that, you got to get that person thinking, because they've already dealt with it and processed. It's not going to be something they want to do, but they're willing to do it. So you got to give them a visual of something that's more valuable than themselves. And so if it was with you, the first person I'm going to bring up is Robin. And then I'm going to start bringing up, do you want your son to believe this? JD, we got to get through this. So here's the difference. I'm not criticizing you. I'm challenging you. There's a difference between criticizing you and challenging you. And not only am I challenging you, but I'm trying to let you see the end results. Because so often when we're in that secret mode, we see the present. We don't see the future. We know it's going to be bad, but we just want to go eat. I just want to go eat that Oreo cookie, JD. I know it ain't going to be good for me when I weigh on Fridays. And I need somebody to, number one, help not put those Oreos in my environment. And number two, if I get weak, I need them to say, no, Joe, go eat a carrot.
Well, you know what? I like the way you felt. I like the way you put that because the way it made me feel. I don't know. Feel like here I go with them. But look, when you're in that place, your emotions are high, but it didn't feel personal. I mean, you didn't say, "No, JD, come on, you know better than that. What does his word say? You know, you should." You didn't do any of that. You made it bigger than me. It just had a wait a minute. Now, what is it that you want to do? Now, would you build in some method to say that I gotta, you want me to talk to you ever? Like, okay, so I'm going down that path, and you say to JD, think about your family and how's it gonna impact them. And would on accountability, would you put in some kind of follow-up for me, Joe? Like I'm gonna
Oh,
check in with you.
absolutely. Absolutely. It, absolutely. You got to do that. Because when a person's vulnerable, you got to get them strong again. Okay? And so, depending on the situation, I may say, hey, JD, every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to check in. By the way, if you get too tempted before we meet, call me, page me, excuse me, text me. We don't have pages no more. Text me, talk to me. And I know it's going to be urgent. And you can put urgent. And I'm going to get up from what I'm doing and I'm going to take that call. And you got to be willing to say, I don't care what time it is. And then when you meet, you got to say, here's the deal. Okay? It's kind of like that scale. You're going to have to go away. When I meet with you that next, whenever we decide, I'm going to say, JD, how are you doing? Not if you've done it, how are you doing it? And once I say, how are you doing, JD, you're going to be able to talk me through that. And you're going to say, Joe, I had a good week. Either you're going to say, Joe, it's been difficult, man. And you know what? I don't know how many times. I know I text you three times, but I almost text you five and I got through it. And then you might say, okay, do you want to start meeting twice a week? And here's the thing. It could be just a quick phone call. And if you are in close enough, I would say at least once a month, you stop and have a coffee and be eye to eye. Because there's something about that eye to eye that builds that accountability and that relationship. But it's okay to have that text and that. Now, the text shouldn't be your accountability. The text should be just in case it's for emergency. If you say you're going to meet once a week, you should be on the phone talking to each other. Okay? Because I want to be able to hear your voice. I want to be able to, because I can tell a lot in your voice. I want to be able to say, JD, you're sounding stronger. You're sounding better. Either I want to be able to say, JD, you're sounding defeated. We got to fix this before you hang up. How
Oh
are we going
man,
to
that's
fix
good.
this?
Man, that's good. I Simon Sinek, start with why. I think that's what he wrote. I don't know where he got the quote from. It wasn't a quote from him, it was somebody else. He said something about there's an 8 minute rule. If you can call somebody and just give them 8 minutes, just listen to them for 8 minutes. And see, that's what you're great. You're not just going to listen to me for 8 minutes. You're going to say, okay, based on what I heard you say, we ought to talk next Wednesday again. And that's good. That's
Right.
good.
And here's another thing. Often we are the people that do all the rescuing. So often we need to be rescued, JD. But we're not familiar with that. And again, it goes back to that weak. We don't want to say we're weak and we need to be rescued. But the problem is, if you leading, especially for a long period of time, you need to be rescued. And your rescue may be just to refocus. For example, I just met with an executive last week, and I said, hey, why are you sacrificing your future peace for familiar chaos? You know why? It's familiar, even though it's chaos. And I said, you are sacrificing your future peace. And that could be a job. It could be relationships. It could be bad habits. But here's the deal. What we're not changing, we're choosing.
Yes.
And we got to be able to change. And if you're not changing, you're choosing.
Yeah.
And so when I had that conversation with him, he said, oh, man, it's like a light bulb went off. He said, I'm dealing with this and choose. And I've made a decision to sacrifice my future peace for my current chaos.
Yeah.
And so those are the things. Another thing, accountability is important, JD. It's all about balance, something that executives and pastors don't have, okay? They can tell you and they can teach seminars and they can send you to seminars about balance, but they don't have it. I don't know if you heard about it, JD, but there's something called the 8+8+8 rule. Have you heard that?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
That's a rule where a lot of executives are starting to go with it, especially in the tech world. They want to work hard, and they say very hard, for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Then they want to make, for first of all, they want to make sure they get 8 hours of good sleep, okay? And then they say, hey, we want to work hard for, very hard for 8 hours. Then the other 8 hours, they want to spend time with their family, with their friends, with their faith. They want to do fitness. They want to do service. They wanted, so that's why they call it the 888.
Okay.
8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, and then they want, then that last 8 hours, they want to schedule time for their family, their friends, their fitness, their health. And what was interesting, they want to give service. They want to do service.
Yeah.
So it's called the 888. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And this is the bottom line when it comes to balance. We become a slave to anything or anybody we can't walk away from. And that often is what destroys our balance. Okay, it could be a relationship, it could be a job. I can tell you, for me, when I was in corporate America, I was no doubt a slave to that next promotion. I was no doubt a slave to that next pay increase. And I couldn't walk away from it. And I want to say that I walked away from it, but that's another session we can do called burnout one day, JD. But I had such a burnout that I was forced to walk away. So often people give me credit and say, Joe, I don't know how you walked away. Well, I didn't. I walked away so I wouldn't be carried away. But that's another session that we can do. But anything that you can't walk away from, or anybody, you become a slave. And that's where that accountability partner comes in, JD, to say, JD, how are you doing? Are you working out? Are you eating healthier? And how's your faith, JD? How's your family? Are you going to spend some time with your son? Are you just gonna, in college, are you gonna wait till he come home for Thanksgiving? And I know that you just seen your son, I believe, last week, because you was in that area. And those are the things that when you have accountability partner, that Most people's not going to walk in that corner office and ask that CEO, "Hey, how's your balance? How's your work life?" Even if the CEO want to tell him that he got a good work life, they're going to feel guilty because they're forcing that person they're talking to work 18 hours a day.
What I like about what
So,
you do. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
no. Go ahead, JD.
You know, again, what it is I wish I'd known. I've known you a long time. I wish I'd known you when I wish I'd reached out to you more often. Secondly, I wish I'd known you when I was starting out in leadership, because what you just said is, have that, draw. I'm struggling with a few things. And then now what you're talking about is the balance. Okay, JD. So I'm going to kind of walk through the process. You go into a company or your coach or at a church, and you start with a leader, and you say, basically, in some way, talk to me about how you're doing. And you build a relationship. And what I heard you say is, you go, okay, based on what I hear, you need to focus, make sure you have the right focus on these things. And then you create a follow-up system. And that is, but being a life changer, that's a big deal for people.
And you know, JD, one of the things I use is the word rescue as an acronym. You know, R is for refocus. I won't get into all of them today, but you can go on my website and see them. E is for evaluate. S is for self-evaluation. C is for crisis. U is for understand. E is for examine. All of those things, when I take that person through that, and we don't rush that process, but the biggest thing is you have to refocus. And like I said earlier,
Ooh.
you have to be willing to change it. If you're not willing to change it, you're not going to get better results.
Wow, thank you. So we
And
have the go ahead, Joe.
Bridget, I will say this too. Your accountability partner is like that mechanic that goes in and align and rebalance your tires. See, after so much wear and tear, when they're rotating your tires, they'll check to see if they're balanced and realigned. And just recently, I had to get a realignment, and nobody liked that because that realignment cost a few hundred dollars. But I noticed when I was riding down the road, when I get up around 80, that it didn't ride as smooth. So that mechanic realigned my tires. And here's the thing, JD. I don't care if you go buy brand new tires. And you spend $1,000 a tire, you're not going to have a smooth ride until you realign that car. And
Yes,
that's
sir.
what a safe place accountability partner should be, someone that you can go in for a realignment and they rebalance you out. So when you leave, you have a smoother ride through life.
Yes, sir. Joe, if unless you have something else in accountability, we'll end this one, because after this, I'm going to ask you, how are you going to help me be more accountability? Because I'm sold. But so this seems like a good place. Man, you did a great job of covering accountability. So what's next up on the next episode? The F. What's F?
Yeah, the F, we're going to start
Just
talking about.
tell us what it is, but we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Right,
What's next?
right. Yeah, F, we're going to be talking about focus, family, fitness, friends, and finance.
Yes, we're going to roll it back on down. Okay, thanks, Joe, for this one. And man, looking forward to recording the F. Thank you.
Thank you, JD.
This concludes this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. To find out more about Joe Humphries, you can find him at his website at www.jdh3c.com. The link is in the show notes. I wish you all the best and peace to you.